It's an amazing. I've never seen anything quite like this administration. And for those of you who are Republicans and you think what I'm about to do is disturbing and not fair, go listen to the stuff that I did about Clinton, okay? If you want to elect George Bush, that's the prick I'm going to yell about. If you want to elect John Kerry, I'll be yelling about him. My problem is with authority. It is the first war that I know of that we are having the discussion that we should have had before the war, afterward. And it's why the Democrats are having trouble, because they didn't do shit. They laid down. And in light of all the information that has come out, that is so much information that my head hurts now again, that it is beyond belief that this occurred. It is beyond belief. It's extraordinary. They didn't, all I asked from the very beginning, all I gave a shit about, I said, first off, I knew they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. How did I know that? I was just sitting on my fucking couch. I mean, you can't be sure. I wanted to go, trust me, you fuck. How did I know more than the CIA? That's almost impossible. Except the CIA seems to be filled with guys who wanted to be weathermen. Just give me a shot. But the thing that was really ridiculous, they didn't have a plan. That was the thing that kept bothering me. They kept saying, we're going to go in there, we're going to install democracy. Well, that was how? What are you going to give them all civics books and they're going to have to take a fucking test? And meanwhile, when we're over there trying to set up a democracy, your state's going, we'll sell you democracy. Ah. How could they not have a plan? And how could the Democrats not have asked for it? And just said, that could have been, that's all you had to do. What the fuck are you going to do? How do you not ask that question? But the bigger shock is that they didn't have a plan. Even I couldn't imagine that. I kept thinking, well, they must have a plan. I mean, even when, we were drunk last night, we got here. I've never seen anything like this administration, as I was saying. As of the last 4 or 5 months, they're doing something that's really weird. Somebody important in the administration will come out, like Condi Rice or Cheney, when or if you get to see Cheney. That's like the sighting of a rare white elk. I didn't even think it's Dick Cheney because he looks suspiciously like my old shop t-shirt. Rumsfeld, Tenet, one after the other. They come out and they pull their pants down and they squat and they take a massive shit right in front of you, right in front of your Republican eyes. They are taking a massive shit. They're doing it. And they're sitting and they're sniffing it. And then they stand back and proudly go, oh. And then someone like the former Secretary of the Treasury comes along and goes, or Richard Clark, who's the security guy. I mean, the list is fucking endless of people who've come along and gone, you just took a shit. And the person in question will go, well, you know, that's very un-American of you to say that. That is obviously fertilizer. It's un-be-fucking-leavable. The 9/11 Commission, which was established to look into this, which wasn't going to be established, okay, because Bush didn't think it made, didn't really make a difference. And I'm like, what the fuck's the matter with you? You have to do it. Yeah. That's part of being government, okay? You go, well, we fucked up. We got to look into it. He was not going to do it until they went to him and said, hey, idiot, fucking get it done. Unbelievable. And then the other day, they say there was no connection between the Al-Qaeda and Iraq. And they all paraded out, the president, Cheney, all of them, and Cheney especially, because that was like a rare white elk day. And they said, that's not true, because they have better information than the 9/11 Commission. And then everybody said, what's the information? We go, we can't tell you. How do you have a commission that's supposed to investigate what the fuck's going on and you're not giving the commission fucking information? It's psychotic. It's psychotic. And they do it like, you know, it's like when you deal with, you know, when you've got a boss who's just a fucking idiot, but they have a nice tie and they walk around, you know, but their finger can be up their ass the whole time and they go, but they act like there's no problem and it's like watching that. They just go, yeah, what's the problem? I've got Rumsfeld is on TV. What is sad is I watch this shit. What is sad is I watch it. Rumsfeld's on Meet the Press. There's something. You want to fucking wake up for the week, you watch. Watch when these fucking idiots have to talk for more than a minute. And then you'll learn about leadership. They got Rumsfeld, they're going, they're saying to Rumsfeld, you said it was Iraq was an imminent threat. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You said it was an imminent threat. I never said that. We may have said that they had sort of maybe nuclear capability, but I didn't use the word imminent threat. Well, you did. Well, no, I didn't. Well, here's, then they show tape of him fucking saying it. And then he says something like, well, you didn't really know what I meant. They're looking into the Abu Ghraib prison thing, however you pronounce it. And and of course, there was only those kids there who did this. That's obvious, I think, right? You know, that's, you leave, you know, they didn't have a chance to form a fraternity, and this is as close as they got. So Rumsfeld goes with five generals to Congress as they begin to look into it. And Rumsfeld announces quite proudly, really puffing his chest up, that they have a chart that shows how the military, the entire chain of operation works. You know, what the levels are. And so if there's any question, we can refer to the chart. And of course, the first question is, well, what the fuck happened? And he goes, let me just get my chart. And he turns to the five-star general and goes, you have the chart? And he goes, I thought you had the chart. Then he turns to the four-star general, what about, nah, fucking... And he goes down the line to some poor schmuck, and he's like, all right. And Rumsfeld turns back and goes, oh, we didn't bring the chart. At that point, why would you listen to anything else they had to say? Condi Rice in front of the 9/11 Commission. They asked Condi Rice about the memo. The memo that basically states that Osama bin Laden was going to wanted to kick our ass on our own soil. And I personally wish that they hadn't sent her. And in her stead, they just sent a miniature Dachshund. Because they would have asked the question, what about this? Do you see this, the Osama bin Laden memo? Because what she had to say made no fucking sense. And it would have been more fun to watch a Dachshund go. And then take a little shit and run away. If you are a Republican, you're stuck with it now. I used to get the Democrats for their shit. Now you're stuck with it. You wanted him. You got him. You explain this to me. The price of oil is out of fuck control. In New York City, they used to have a guy who maybe once every 6 weeks would go up and add another 9, and now he's up there permanently. They're just throwing 9s at him all the time. I don't think he's been down in 3 months. He's like, he's beating David Blaine's record. Price of the gas prices continue to rise. And what's weird is there's no fucking really anger over it. Not real major anger, which makes me think that Americans are just worn the fuck out. Because it's just like, okay, fuck it, I'll pay it, shut up. And oil companies, and I think this is the most disturbing, I could understand the price of oil rising, and it's a volatile situation in the Mideast. And so that makes some sense. But that oil companies should make insane, massive, obscene amounts of profit, that's what's obscene. You could call a profit obscene. Titties are not obscene. But they're making... a massive profit, and Bush and Cheney worked for oil. And I'm supposed to, as an innocent bystander, look at this and not see a connection? Wouldn't I have to be almost, well, fucking dumb to not go, because say something. At least come out and go, you know, say something. You're the president, fucking say something. Cheney should say something, if they think, but they don't. It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief. The whole thing is beyond belief. George Tenet, head of the CIA, just resigned, and he's the head of the CIA when 9/11 occurs. And nobody, he's not fired. 9/11 happens, you're the head of the CIA. Your job is to make sure this shit doesn't occur. And it happens while you're in charge, and you stay in charge? How the fuck is that possible? No place in the world, no place could you be employed where people would keep you on. If somebody worked for you, and you said, I need a summary of these reports, and they went in and they ate the reports and shit them out and stuck them together, I think you'd go, get the fuck out of here. It's not a question of blame. It's just that's the way it is. You're in charge, and something horrible happens when you're in charge. It's just the tough shit rule. And then that's not enough. Then he's in with the president, and they're having a meeting, and the president says, well, are the weapons of mass destruction? They're in Iraq, and he says, absolutely, it's a slam dunk. Not even close. Not even fucking close. And he keeps his job. Now, at this point, I thought maybe they were keeping him because he's the kind of guy you ask him a question and then do the opposite. But you don't fire him and you don't take responsibility at any point. And then you keep him on and he is in front of the 9/11 Commission. And in one of the most spectacular moments of any official, he says that it'd be 5 years before America would be able to deal with terrorists. And I'm thinking, this is the guy who's supposed to be in charge of keeping secrets. That's a pretty big fucking secret. Half the time, they don't want to tell us shit we should know. That shit, I don't want to know. But as soon as he said that, somebody should have rushed up and just punched him. And said, he's lying. God, we've got this whole fucking thing under control. We have a weapon that we can put in any country, and it can tell who the terrorist is, and it will blow them up. And you'll be able to see it for the first time when we put it on display at the Super Bowl. You guys were exceptional. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thank you.